This is a podcast from creativeradio.com. Let's talk podcasting equipment. So, you want to make some podcasts, but are unsure about what equipment you need to buy. Okay, let's start by looking at what you should not use. Those headset mics that you can buy for VoIP, even if they are USB and have the name of a top German headphone manufacturer on them, they're not really up to the job. The DJ microphone you bought from Maplin or Radio Shack if you're in the States, and also the more expensive one you bought for your stand-up comedy routine. Okay, they're fine microphones, but they're not really the right kind of thing you need to make professional-sounding podcasts. So what do you need? First of all, a quiet room. If you are planning on having live studio guests and a living room with carpet, curtains, drapes, and soft furnishing is a pretty good place to start. Failing that, a spare bedroom, complete with bed and carpets, is another suitable room. If you're planning on going solo, then a walk-in closet or cupboard under the stairs. Think Harry Potter, but with a microphone. It's where I'm recording this right now. You need a computer. Great if you have a MacBook Air or Pro, particularly if you have one with a solid-state hard drive. If not, you need to keep the computer away from where you're recording, or look at buying a recording device like a Zoom H4. You need an interface to get the sound into your computer. You can use a USB microphone like a Blue Yeti. They're pretty good at what they do and will allow you to kind of plonk the microphone down and then you and your guests can sit around it. The results are okay, but not totally professional. You see, the thing is, if you look at any radio studio anywhere in the world, you'll notice that they individually mic up each guest and the host. If you want your content to shine, you will need to do the same. The good news is that it will not cost you thousands of pounds to do this. A good quality microphone like the Rode NT1A with pop shield and mic lead is £145 with free delivery. You need an interface to get the microphone to be recognised by the computer. A Focusrite 2i2 is £99. This will enable you to use two microphones and plug a pair of headphones in. Speaking of headphones, go for professional closed-ear flat response types. A pair of Beyer DT231s are £28. Okay, so you've got your quiet room, your microphone or microphones, and headphones. An audio interface to plug into your computer. Finally, you need some software to make your podcasts. I use Adobe Audition. It is a piece of professional industry standard software, but it will cost you around £329 to buy two licenses, or you have to go the cloud route and pay about £15 or so a month for the software on its own, or £50 for the whole suite, but that includes Photoshop, Premiere Pro, SpeedGrade, and Lord knows what else. If you own a PC, you could try Sony SoundForge 10, and if you own a Mac, try Amadeus Pro. Both are a lot cheaper, but offer a lot less. For free, you can use GarageBand, the software that comes with your Mac, or Audacity, a reasonable piece of free software, but they still can't do some of the more clever things that the professional software is capable of. Okay, so in summary, you need a quiet, soft room. Please pay about £145 for a decent microphone. Buy an audio interface. Buy some professional flat response headphones and get some decent software. Okay, if you're going to go the kind of professional route, the total outlay that you're going to have to pay out is around about £450. I mean, you can put together something a lot cheaper than that, but if you want to sound professional, you have to splash a little bit of cash. This has been a podcast from creativeradio.com. Find out more about media training at creativeradio.com. Thanks for listening. Download the Audio Boom app for iOS and Android and subscribe to Creative Radio. Search Creative Radio, all one word, in Audio Boom.